This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is speaking from the White House this morning about his administration's interim report on progress in the war in Iraq. The president said that there has been satisfactory progress on 8 of the benchmarks laid out by Congress, unsatisfactory progress on another 8, and mixed results on another 2.
I believe we can succeed, and I believe we are making security progress that will enable the political track to succeed as well. And the report, by the way, which is, as we accurately noted, is being submitted today, is written a little less than a month after the full complement of troops arrived.
President Bush, who is speaking to reporters at the White House at this hour, NPR's defense correspondent Guy Raz joins us now to tell more about the White House report on Iraq. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Guy, remind people exactly what this report is meant to do.
Well, back in May, you recall the Senate was discussing what was called the supplemental funding, which essentially means whether or not to continue funding for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And when the Senate decided to continue that funding, they made it contingent on the White House basically providing 2 reports to Congress on whether the Iraqi government is meeting these sort of benchmarks that Congress was to lay out. So the first report is this one that's come out today. The second one will come out at the end of September. And basically what Congress is asking for is they want to know, is the Iraqi government doing things like, for example, establishing a constitutional review? Are they working toward political reconciliation? And so the White House had to write that report. It was actually congressionally mandated. It was legislation, basically.
Well, give us some specifics. It's about half and half good, bad report card, so to speak.
Right. And I think the White House is sort of taking a kind of a half glass full approach. But it is a mixed report. You know, the problem with reports like these is that they're subjective, because what Congress asked the White House to give it was progress towards meeting certain benchmarks. It wasn't progress on whether they have met those benchmarks, but towards reaching them. So one can sort of define progress in a number of ways. The White House basically determined that out of 18 benchmarks, you know, for example, has the Iraqi government passed an oil law that would establish oil revenues being spread across the entire country? Have they worked on political reconciliation? Have they started to disarm the militias? Well, the White House has determined that out of these 18 benchmarks, 8 of them, the Iraqi government has actually done some decent work. The other 8, unsatisfactory progress, and about 2 mixed. Now, most of the progress the White House cites has to do with security issues, but when it comes to legislation, almost across the board, according to the White House's assessment, it's unsatisfactory.
One thing he pointed to in his press conference was Anbar province,
right,
as a dramatic turnaround, so militarily, but also, you'd say, politically a little.
You know, Renee, I cover the Pentagon, and from that vantage point, I think it's really becoming clear that the Anbar argument is a little bit thin. I mean, there's a lot of progress taking place there, but that really happened and started to happen before this surge strategy was announced. And ultimately, it has a lot to do with an internal dynamic taking place in Iraq. Sunni tribes essentially just tired of violence perpetrated by al-Qaeda in their backyard. It's not as if the Sunni tribes have all of a sudden allied with the U.S.
Right.
It's a temporary alliance.
Okay, last question. How will Congress respond to these findings?
I don't think the report is going to change many minds in Congress. I think it's going to reinforce existing views. You know, there are those in Congress who want to withdraw immediately, who want to start a drawdown now, and there are those who want to wait until September, until this full assessment is delivered to Congress in September by General Petraeus, by the way, who is going to come to Congress and deliver it himself.
Guy, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Guy Raz.